Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this very special broadcast since it is Friday, April the 19th of the year of our Lord, 2024. With me today, as usual, our dear friend, our producer, Brother Paul Sutliff from Rochester, New York. And hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
Enjoying a beautiful rainy day.
Another rainy day for New York. Well, we got lots of rain here in Missouri as well. And boy, oh boy, we needed it. Now the earth is green. Well, Brother Paul, we have some stories to share today to learn more about what Muslims have been doing since last Friday around the world. Let's start with the United States of America, where we have four stories.
KPRC in Houston reported that Harris County prosecutors stated Sitara Khan pled guilty to beating, choking, and burning her 14-year-old daughter in October last year because she was upset with her for not wearing her hijab in school and overcooking pita bread. Khan was also charged with assaulting a family member, but that charge was dropped for a guilty plea to injuring a child and causing bodily injury. The defendant beat her daughter to the point that she lost consciousness. The injury to a child charge stems from an incident over a pita bread. Khan allegedly got upset about the bread being overcooked and forced the complainant's arm onto a hot oven rack, causing her to have 3 burn marks. Khan's plea agreement includes deferred adjudication for 3 years. During that time, she has to complete 100 hours of community service, donate $100 to the Houston Food Bank, and cannot use drugs or alcohol and must attend a 4-hour anger management class. In Texas, deferred adjudication means that Ms. Khan was granted a form of probation without any conviction. She pled guilty and got a test period. The conviction is deferred and finally dismissed. However, any violation leads to conviction and announcement of the punishment. Now, not said in all of this is that Al-Qaeda called this the Battle of the Hijab.
Yes, indeed. It is the Battle of Hijab, Brother Paul. It has nothing to do with anger management. Because are you trying to tell me that Allah have a problem with anger management? Muhammad have a problem with anger management? All Muslims who are practicing Sharia, Islamic law concerning hijab, have a problem with anger management? Come on, man. Let's call it for what it is. It is Islam. It is the hijab. They are willing to beat their children to force them towards the hijab. And that is the early stages of practicing Sharia in America. Wait until when Muslims will continue to practice the rest of the laws, which teach not to beat, but to kill all those who will not submit to Islam here in America. I do not know when the American people will realize the danger of having Muslims in America who love to practice Islam in America. And so what? She's going to pay $100 for some food bank? She's going to serve 100 hours community service? I wonder how she will work these 100 hours. Maybe helping cleaning some mosque in the community? What she's going to be doing? It sounds like it's a very soft treatment for a criminal woman who practiced the crime of Islam in America. And don't worry, it's her daughter. Tomorrow, it will be our children. Let's go on, Brother Paul, to the second story here at USA.
Last month, New York Congressman Richie Torres successfully obtained over $1 million in federal funding for a Bronx Muslim Center, a branch of the deeply controversial Muslim American Society, to build a youth center. The officials of the Bronx Muslim Center and the Muslim American Center, which is openly known as the Muslim Brotherhood, support Hamas and the October 7th attack.
Paul, all Muslims in planet Earth support Hamas. You could not tell me that there is anything wrong about Muslim being Hamas supporters. And here we go, that idiot congressman, Torres, is giving MAS, Muslim American Society, over $1 million of our tax money. I wonder if we can find some conservative congressman who would give the Straight Way of Grace Ministry $1 million. Do you think this will ever happen?
No.
You don't think so. Well, here is the truth. We are so foolish and we're so ignorant of Islam. And stupid is, stupid does. That is exactly what's coming from our legislators who are taking our tax money to support our enemy who hate us to build that youth center. And I wonder if that youth center in New York would be used to reach out to American youth to lead them to Islam. You see, always Muslims say when they're building a mosque in America, we're building for the community. We're building for everybody, Jews, Christians, Muslims. Everybody is welcome to come to our mosque. Yes, indeed. Now everybody is welcome to come to that youth center. Hopefully, the youth of America will convert to Islam.
Wait a minute, Islam. I need to hear this. In 2019, congressional colleagues of this Representative Torres called for an investigation into the Muslim American Society after its Philadelphia branch hosted an event in which children sang about torturing and beheading Jews to widespread media condemnation.
Exactly. I'm glad you read that for us, Brother Paul, because this is the blueprint for what else is coming to America. Everywhere they build an Islamic center, for sure you have similar results all over this land. God help us. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to the third story here at USA.
On April 11th, FBI Director Christopher Wray told Congress that something more worrisome may be in the works. He stated, now increasingly concerning in the potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland, akin to the ISIS-K attack we saw at the Russia concert hall a couple weeks ago. ISIS-K is the Islamic State's Afghan affiliate.
So, Christopher Wray, do you think he has anything to do with what is coming to America?
He's not stopping. He's not making sure people get vetted.
So he's not vetting the Muslim coming to America. He have our border open in the north and the south. He actually helping Muslims to come from all over the world to America. And at the same time, he's warning us something bad could happen. You know why he's saying that warning? Because he knows it's coming and he will tell us then, I told you, I tried to warn you, I tried to catch your attention, but you were not doing what you're supposed to do. He's causing the problem and he's freeing himself from the result of the problem. That is exactly how the liberal Democrats and those who work for them, like Christopher Wray, are doing their dirty work for the Muslims. Well, Brother Paul, we have one more story here in the USA.
Asna Tabassum, a senior at USC, and she's from Chino Hills, California. She's the valedictorian at USC this year and was supposed to be giving a speech along two salutatorians until it was learned she had posted anti-Semitic, hate-filled rants on social media. The university is using this to say that she poses a security concern.
Well, here we go one more time, Brother Paul. What Muslim do you think in America will not have some hatred towards the Jews and towards the Christians, towards Israel and towards America? This is the reality. Muslims of America are the same Muslims of Saudi Arabia, are the same Muslims of Gaza. Why? Because they believe in the same Allah, they believe in the same Quran, they believe in the same Muhammad, and they all say and believe the same thing. So, Brother Paul, can you share with us some of the things she wrote from which we learn that she's really a good Muslim?
She wrote, today, there are two main solutions, the two-state solution and the one-state solution. The two-state solution advocates for both Israel and Palestine to exist alongside one another as sovereign states. However, this solution is not really a solution at all because it is merely another form of Zionism, and Israel has never shown any interest in allowing a Palestinian state to exist.
Think about it. She does not believe in two-state solution like every Muslim Palestinian in Israel. They actually believe the only way we can have peace with Israel is to kill the last Jew who is standing on the last square foot. So they don't believe that Israel should ever exist. And from 1947 until today, when the British government left that land, they offered that solution. But the Muslims of Egypt, Syria and Jordan and the Palestinians rejected the solution. Do you have any other example of what she wrote, Brother Paul?
Asna Tabassum wrote, Palestine in ancient history. The name Palestine, Philistine in Arabic, was first documented more than 3,200 years ago. The name was used by ancient Egyptians, ancient Assyrians, the Romans, as well as the Greeks.
I don't know how much education that young lady knows about life, not just about Palestine. I'm talking about life. I guarantee you, if she believes that Muhammad is a prophet who is nothing but a child molester, a sex offender, a prophet pretender, a womanizer, an adulterer, a thief, a thug, a terrorist, for sure, everything else in her mind is backwards. So she's telling that the name Palestine, which is the Arabic Palestine, was known for 3,200 years ago, when in reality, that land was not named Palestina except 150 AD by the Romans. That is the first error. Now, the Egyptians did not call it Palestine. Pharaoh Ramses III is the one who resettled the original Palestinians, not the Arab Muslim Palestinians, but the Greek Palestinians into that land, which took place roughly around 1,200 to 1,300 years before Christ. So this is not the Arab Muslim Palestinians who live in the land today. And none of these people exist, as we know from the scripture that the prophecy were written by the true prophets of God, like Ezekiel, like Jeremiah, like Amos, where God gives a prophecy that these people will be completely annihilated. Not because the Jewish people went in war against them, like the rest of the sinful people who lived in the promised land, but because Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, when he came to take the Jewish people to captivity, he ended the existence of any Palestinians. So around Jesus' time, there was no Palestinian in the promised land. As for the Arab Palestinians who exist in that land since 641 AD, these are the Arabs who invaded the land of Israel. And that was amazing, Brother Paul. The Muslim Arab do not like the Palestinians. They will never call them Arabs. And on the other hand, they can call themselves Palestinians, but even the DNA will not help them. They are not Palestinians. They're simply a mixed blood people between Muslim Arabs, Jordanian, Syrian, Turkish, and only God knows who else.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
All right, Brother Paul, let's move on to the country of Ireland.
Sheikh Dr. Umar al-Qadri has announced he will run in June's European Parliament elections in the Dublin constituency. Al-Qadri, the chairperson of the Irish Muslim Council and an imam based in Blanchardstown, Dublin, said he is hoping to empower Dublin's diversity in Europe. He will run as an independent candidate in the Dublin constituency. His campaign will focus on affordable housing, immigration, helping small businesses, and peace building in Gaza and the Ukraine.
Imam Omar is a smart Muslim man, and I guarantee you he will win, because the people in Ireland are just simply stupid. There are plenty of socialists there. There are plenty of Democrats there who care less about the future of Ireland. And what did he call it? And he calls it Dublin diversity in Europe. Excuse me, diversity? Since when we know the word diversity fits with anything about Islam? It's about taking over Ireland by what? By immigration. That is, I believe, the only thing he can do, bring more Muslims to Ireland. And boy, oh boy, if the Irish people cannot figure this out before they vote for him, they might kiss their grandchildren goodbye. Because what we are facing, it is simply the invasion of Muslims to Europe under this beautiful title. Diversity. Man, oh man. The only hope for Ireland is that someone stands against this imam and exposes his agenda and his plan for Ireland. Notice also, Brother Paul, he's talking about peace building in Gaza and Ukraine, as he really, really cares so much about the Ukrainian. And I guarantee you, there are plenty of Muslims who are fighting with Russia to wipe out Ukraine from the face of the earth. And how you can have peace in Gaza is very simple. Let's kill the last Jew and we'll have a peaceful land. That is Muslim agenda for Imam Omar or any other imam in planet Earth. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to the next story. And it is coming to us from France, where we have one story here.
The Daily Mail reports that on April 10th, a Muslim migrant with a knife was shot dead by police machine gun fire in Bordeaux after he allegedly stabbed one passerby to death and wounded another. The attacker had approached a group of North African people for having a drink, possibly because they should have been fasting during Ramadan. Muslims avoid all food and drink during the day in the month of Ramadan. That ended April 9th this year. Usama, why wouldn't this Muslim know Ramadan had ended the day before?
Well, it's very simple, because he could not see the new moon, man. It's all about he look up in the sky. Maybe it was cloudy night. He didn't see the new moon. So he thought he's still in the month of Ramadan. But here is the fact. This is not about Ramadan. You're not supposed to drink alcohol, period, in Islam. If you drink alcohol any time of the year, actually, the punishment is to be killed, as Muslims have done this all over the Muslim world. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to Belgium.
Belgium's capital, Brussels, used its police force to forcibly shut down an event that hosted popular speakers against Islamic mass migration, otherwise known as the Hijra, into Europe, which was to last 2 days. This event had already been going on for 2 hours before the police forced speakers and attendees to leave. Notable attendees were Hungarian leader Viktor Orban and former British Home Secretary Suella Braverman, UK politician Nigel Farage, French right-wing candidate Eric Zemmour, and former Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki. That night, a top Belgian court issued an emergency late-night ruling that stated socialist mayor Amir Kheer acted unconstitutionally. As a result, all those who attended were allowed to return to the conference. And there's a video that goes with this. You just got to hear this.
What's happened at this conference, and it's quite dramatic. I feel a bit of history has been made here in the last day or so. What's happened here at this conference is that this process of silencing us has been dramatized in such a spectacular fashion that even the Belgian Prime Minister has denounced it, along with Rishi Sunak in Britain, various German politicians, and a chorus of condemnation across the board and across continents. Talk about an own goal. At a stroke, our ideological enemies have shown that it is, in fact, the left that is intolerant and oppressive and a threat to democracy and a dictatorial risk to freedom. And national conservatism is now the resistance.
Hear what our dear sister did not know. It's about Muslims controlling Belgium through the Muslim Turkish mayor, Amir. There is no freedom of speech. The Muslims have their agenda. And these leaders coming from all over these countries to stop the Muslims' agenda. What is the agenda of Muslims? It is taking over Europe. What is this meeting is about? Stopping Muslim migration or Muslim invasion to Europe. I will not be surprised in the near future if they will be holding a meeting like that. It will not be shut down by some socialist Muslim mayor. Just remember, on that Friday broadcast, Usama Dakduk said that the Muslims will continue to take over Europe, and if the people of Europe will resist their movement, whoever will stand up in front of the Muslim migration or invasion will be shot and killed, because that is exactly why the Muslims are in Belgium or in France or in Germany or in England or any country in Europe. As a matter of fact, that's why Muslims migrate. You see, the words of Allah in the Quran is very clear. Those who believe, migrate, and perform jihad for the sake of Allah. That verse is repeated in the Quran 10 times, word for word. There are Muslim believers who migrated to Europe or any other country in the world. And then the final step, they will be performing jihad. So if somebody will hinder their agenda, that somebody must be taken out. And that is what is coming to Europe and to the West. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to our last story from Australia.
Australian police have declared the stabbing attempt to kill Bishop Mari Emanuel, a Christian who stood strong in exposing the evils of Islam, a terrorist attack, stabbing the bishop 8 times. The 16-year-old jihadi wanted his parents after his attack on a man he believed offended Muhammad. The 16-year-old held the knife so tightly, he severed his own fingers during the attack.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It is amazing how these words have been used from the days of Muhammad, by Muhammad, an early Muslim companion, until today. Allahu Akbar. Allah is bigger. I'm sorry. Allah is no longer bigger. Allah is much smaller than Muslim can imagine. If Allah is bigger, why can't Allah kill that bishop when he insulted Allah and Muhammad and the Quran and Islam? It is the truth, Brother Paul. Bishop Mari Emanuel is no different than you and I or anyone who exposes Islam. Because we're all doing the same thing, exposing that Allah is the devil and Muhammad is not a prophet and Islam is a savage cult. And thank God that the Muslim proved to us what we teach is true, not just by their words, but by their actions. Thank God the bishop is still alive. I think he would be okay. And I hope and I pray that churches realize that we have a problem. And the problem is called Islam. Brother Paul, thank you so much for producing this show for us for today. And until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.